talking about the fact, you know, that she wasn't afraid before, but she is now. I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
can't dig that.
Have you ever heard people say she didn't used to be? What would you say about a person who leaves a lot of money around on the table and he leaves the door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty what?
Careless.
And what about if you had a relative named Aunt Lizzie? You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Off. Meaning it.
Yeah. Would you ever say maybe she acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Peculiar?
Peculiar.
And what about a person who makes up his mind and just nothing in the world can make him change it? You say he's mighty.
I ought to say he's dumb. When you can't change a person for the better, boy, he's dumb. But that ain't the word that we're describing.
You say he's mighty stubborn?
I've seen the many stubborn ones. Mm-hmm. And that would fit that better than anything I've seen.
Have you ever heard him called mule-headed?
Yeah. From mule to stubborn.
Well, what about a person that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty what?
Big fool.
Say big fool?
You can't reason with him. He have to be a fool of some kind.
Would you say he's a mighty touchy person?
Well, that would go. Well, I wouldn't fool around trying to touch him. Mm-hmm.
What about talking about a person like that who gets angry real easily? You might say, well, I was just kidding with him. I didn't know he'd get...
Well, that goes for the... same thing. No, it even got no sense.
Just gets angry or mad real easily.
I realize the difference in the attitudes of human beings, but some of them go to the extreme.
Yeah.
Without a cause.
And what, talking about a person like that, if he's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you'd say, well, now just...
Go ahead.
Well, if you don't want him to, you say, now just...
Hush.
Okay, or maybe just calm down?
Yeah, calm down.
What about if you've been working very hard, you say you're very what?
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
bushed up.
Okay. Or maybe you've ever heard people say they're all worn out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about... if you hear a friend of yours is in the hospital, you might say, well, she was looking fine yesterday. When was it she...
died. Well, for the worse.
Or maybe took sick or got sick.
Got the worst. Mm-hmm.
And what about if you're going somewhere and you're telling, and somebody asks you when you're going to get there, and you say, well, we're not in a hurry. We'll get there. What?
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Have you ever heard people say we'll get there by and by?
Yeah. Sooner or later or by and by. They match up.
And if somebody got overheated and chilled, you know, and his eyes and his nose started running, you'd say he caught a what?
Cold.
And if it affected his voice, you know, you say he sounds kind of...
It sounds like a croup.
Or maybe he sounds kind of hoarse.